online for details and more details. Now that you have finished writing and reviewing your book, let's look at a few other must-do items. First, we need the final editing. But before that, a couple of jokes. How many book editors does it take to change a light bulb? Well, editors don't know how, but rest assured they'll find something wrong with the way you do it. Or what about this? What's the difference between publishers and terrorists? You know the answer? You can negotiate with terrorists. Okay, if you browse the internet about jokes for editors and publishers, you'll notice that there are quite a few. And why is that? These two groups are feared by writers. In the publishing world of yesteryear, the book publishers would sign up to publish your book. Then the editors would tear it apart, bit by bit, sometimes leaving you as the writer shaken and discouraged. Yet editing is essential. Fresh eyes can always see things we miss as we write. Truly, when we have poured our hearts and hard work into our manuscript, we feel very vulnerable to someone else critiquing our work. But this is essential. Think about famous athletes. Every one of them has had to endure hard-nosed coaching, which sometimes surely has attacked their self-esteem. Yet having endured that process has made them better athletes, and they wouldn't be on top if they had been afraid of the criticism. We grow as we allow input from others. It's not always easy, but it is the best way. So we need to have some fresh eyes look at our project. Now, there are two ways we can do this. In a later video, we'll be talking about publishing through KDP Publishing, formerly CreateSpace, and when we get to that platform, there'll be an opportunity to hire an editor for our projects. This will cost some money, but it will be a professional editing job. Or we can trust our family and friends and colleagues to help us out. If you are doing the latter, email a copy of your manuscript to family, friends, or colleagues for some fresh eyes on your project. Be sure to choose people who would be honest with you and who read lots of books. Ask them to read and comment. Do they notice any errors, any spelling, any grammar errors or content errors? Are there some places which are unclear? Any comments would be helpful. If there are some negative ones, don't be discouraged. Be happy for the input and then decide if you agree. Change what you agree with and leave the rest as it is. Whether it's your friends and family or hired editors, let someone else give you their input. You'll be glad you took this step. Just remember that even the most famous, most successful authors have had editors give advice on necessary changes. It's like coaching. Don't allow your confidence to be attacked. Take the advice, look at it, decide what you want to change, and hold your head up high. You're just making your great book even greater. So next, let's go on to endorsements. Now, this second item is optional. It's valuable for you to have some recommendations or endorsements for your book. So if you want to do this, then definitely do it. After your final editing, you can send an email digital copy to some people asking if they can endorse it. Now, these recommendations can be very short comments about the book and its contents or about you as a thought leader. You'll want to get these endorsements from people in your niche. If your work is in the Bible, you'll want to get other Bible teachers to endorse your book. If in the life coaching field, you'll want to get other life coaches to do it, etc. So don't be shy here. What if the people say no? Some people never endorse books. Others only endorse books of people they know really well. So just do it. You've heard the phrase, shoot for the moon and you might even land among the stars. Okay, let's go on. Next, we'll talk about the foreword. Now, the foreword in your book is another optional item. It is another person writing sort of an introduction or longer endorsement of you and your book. Among the people you have reviewing your book, you might have one person who you would like to write a foreword. If so, ask them. Then you'll have to give them time to read your book and write something appropriate. This is like a super endorsement, and their name can even go on the cover, so some people may be flattered if you ask them. Now, if you're expecting these people to comment, you'll need to give them a time frame, say 4 to 6 weeks. Let them know so they won't delay your publication indefinitely. Now, as you can see, this process can take a little time, but usually it's worth the wait. And while others are taking a look at your book, you have a few other things to do. You'll need to acquire your ISBN number. Every book is assigned a separate ISBN number. That stands for International Standard Book Number. If you have your book printed in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle or Nook, each edition will have a different number. This is how booksellers are able to acquire your book and how they're able to distinguish it from any other. You will have a different number for every way that your book is being published. Now, if you look on the back cover of any book, you will see this number along with a barcode. It's 13 digits long, and the barcode represents those numbers. When it is scanned, it reads those numbers. Now, just a note here, before January 1st, 2007, the barcode was only 10 digits long. If you are reprinting a book which was printed before that time, you will need the 10-digit and the 13-digit codes. If you're printing it for the first time, you'll only need the 13 digits. In a later video, I'm going to be showing you how to upload and print your book through KDP Publishing, formerly CreateSpace. If you choose to go that route, you'll have the option to have them supply your barcode. It will be absolutely free, and I have done this on some of my books. They will also take care of registering your copyright and listing your book in all official channels. When you have this free ISBN number and barcode, it's easier and cheaper, but you will be limited as to where you can reprint the book. You will own the material, but Amazon's KDP Publishing will be listed as the publishing platform. Like I said, I've done this and have never had any problems. However, if you have any limitations that bother you, then you can acquire your own ISBN number and still publish through KDP. So, where do we get the number? There is only one place where you can get it. R.R. Bowker, which is Bowker.com. They have total rights on the process. Others might buy and resell the numbers, but you could end up not being registered properly, so it's better to do this through Bowker. If a bookseller is trying to locate your book, the way they do this is through your ISBN number. If you purchase from someone reselling ISBN numbers, then the right information for your book might not get through the proper channels, and your book might not be found. Bowker's is the way to go if you're purchasing your own number. You can go here, myidentifiers.com/ISBN/main, and on the left you will see the option of purchasing 1, 10, 100, or even 1,000 ISBNs. One will cost you $125. If you add a barcode, the total price will be $150. Now, if you were thinking of writing many books, you could get more and save a lot of money. However, if you only have this one book in mind at the moment, one number and one barcode will be all you need. One more point here. Your barcode will include the price of your book, so you'll want to decide on your price before acquiring your barcode. Don't treat this lightly. Look around Amazon to see what other books are selling for. Think about your page length and genre. I would say don't go too low on your price. You can always sell it for less, but never for more than is printed on the book. So now you have your number and barcode and your price. And let's move on to the copyright. When you publish your book, then technically you have a copyright already, just by virtue of it being created. Many people want to stop there. However, if you're looking for widespread sales and you want to make sure that your book won't be stolen by anyone, you'll want to officially copyright your book with the Copyright Office. I'll explain this here, even though you'll wait until after publication to acquire it. First, you go to copyright.gov and click on the eCo login link. From there, you will be guided to the spot where you'll fill out the forms and register your book. Online registration is $35 and takes about 3 months for completion. Paper registration is $65 and takes 6 months. They will require you to send in 2 copies of the most recent edition of your work, so it's better to wait until you have published your book, then you can send in the copies. You will have to only do that one time. Like I said, the copyright being registered is optional, so you can distribute your book before this is completed. There you have it, your editing, endorsements, foreword, ISBN number, and copyright. All important details to have your book be the professional book you want it to be. These details are not the most fun part of publishing, but they are essential for a quality book. So as we take these items one by one, we can wind up with a very high quality creation. In the next video, we'll be discussing all of what is often called the front matter of your book. These are the pages which will go in the front of your book before the main content. You'll see how to design and line them up for your professional quality book. See you there!